I couldn't have explained to anyone what I did. I wasn't sure that I understood it myself, at least on a conscious level. I simply knew. I gathered the pain together and fed it into a burning fire of determination in my thoughts, and it began to steadily recede. I exhaled slowly and began to sit up. My brain registered the screaming torture of the muscles in my stomach. It just wasn't horribly important and took up little of my attention.
"By God, Harry,"
Butters said. His voice was thick and slurred, as if he were holding his nose, his hand pushed on my shoulder.
"Don't sit up."
I let him push me back down. I needed a couple of minutes to let the pain continue to fade.
"How bad is it?"
He exhaled.
"It's pretty hideous, but I don't think he actually perforated the abdominal wall. Skin and tissue damage, but you did some bleeding."
He swallowed and looked a little green around the gills.
"That's my best guess, anyway."
"You okay?"
"Yeah. Yeah, fine. It's just, I work with corpses because I just couldn't handle, you know, actual living people."
"You can eat lunch while looking at a 3-month-old corpse, but first aid on my stomach is too much to handle?"
"Yeah. I mean, you're still alive. That's just weird."
I shook my head. How long was I out? I was surprised at how calm and steady my voice sounded.
"It's been about 15 minutes, Butters said. "I found some bandages and alcohol in the old man's duffel bag. I've got your belly cleaned and covered, but I don't have much of an idea of how much trouble you're in. You need a hospital."
"Maybe later," I said. I lay on my back, poring over what Lashiel had given me about the writings in the book. Hell, the thing had been written in German. I didn't know German, but Lashiel had translated the text about the Dark Hallow. It felt like we had talked about it for an hour or more, but dream time and real time aren't always lockstepped. Butters's nose had swollen up. There was still some blood on his face, and he already had a matched set of gorgeously colorful black eyes. He leaned over and fussed with the bandages on my stomach.
"Hey," I said quietly, "I told you to run. I was doing that heroic rearguard thing. You screwed it all up."
"Sorry,"
he answered, his voice serious.
"But I got outside and I couldn't run. I mean, I wanted to. I really wanted to. But after all you've done for me," he shook his head, "I just couldn't do that."
"What did you do?"
"I ran around the outside of the museum. I tried to find help, but with all the rain and the dark, there wasn't anyone around. So I ran to the car and got Mouse. I thought that maybe he could help you."
"He could," I agreed. "He did." Mouse's tail thumped on the floor, and he kept on licking at my head. I realized, dully, that he was cleaning the dozens of tiny snake bites.
"But he couldn't have done it without you, Butters," I said. "You saved my life. Another 5 minutes and I'd have been history."
He blinked down at me for a moment and then said,
"I did, didn't I?"
"Damn brave of you," I said. His spine straightened a little.
"You think?"
"Yeah."
"And check it out,"
he said, gesturing at his face, his mouth opening into a toothy smile.
"I have a broken nose, don't I?"
"Absolutely," I said.
"Like I'm a boxer. Or maybe a tough-as-nails gumshoe."
"You earned it," I said. "Hurt?"
"Like hell,"
he said, but he was still smiling. He blinked a few times, the gears almost visibly spinning in his head, and said,
"I didn't run away. And I fought him. I jumped on him."
I kept quiet and let him process it.
"My God," he said. That was so stupid."
"Actually, when you survive, it gets reclassified as courageous." I reached out my right hand. Butters shook it, gripping hard. He looked at Cassius's body, and his smile faded.
"What about him?"
he asked. "He's done," I said.
"That's not what I mean."
"Oh," I said. "We'll leave the body here. No time to move it. He'll be a John Doe on the public records, and there probably won't be a heavy investigation. If we get out quick, it shouldn't be an issue."
"No, I mean, I mean, my God, he's dead. We killed him.
Don't kid yourself, I told him. I'm the one who killed him. All you did was try to help me. His brow furrowed and he shook his head.
That's not what I mean either. I feel sorry for him.
Don't, I said. He was a monster. Butters frowned and nodded.
But he was also a man. Or was once. He was so bitter. So much hate. He had a horrible life.
Note the past tense, I said.
Had.
Butters looked away from the corpse.
What happened there at the very end? There was a light, and his voice sounded weird. I thought he'd killed you.
He hit me with his death curse, I said. Butters swallowed.
I guess it didn't work? I mean, because you're breathing.
It worked, I told him. I'd felt that vicious magic grab hold of me and sink in. I don't think he was strong enough to kill me outright, so he went for something else.
Die alone? Butters asked quietly. What does that mean?